smoker.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Is there a risk that the United States could lose its AAA credit rating, yes or no?
No risk of that.
No risk.
No risk.
This guy's been stoned since the third grade.
Robert Scott Bell.
I have a message. A message that is loud and clear and does not mince words. We've come to take our government back.
Robert Scott Bell.
This is not an issue of credit rating. The United States can pay any debt it has because we can always print money to do that.
What's going on here? Can you explain this one to me?
He's kind of gone crazy.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Yeah, welcome, my friends. Next couple hours of broadcast healing and mayhem on the air here in a special remote broadcast edition from Columbus, Ohio. The Natural Products Association invited little old me to be a keynote speaker. How crazy is that? They're coming to their senses, and we did it. We talked about a lot of great things here. We're going to talk about the senseless Batman shootings, some psychiatric med madness, pesticide poisoning, HIV drug dangers, ADHD monkeys. Who knew monkeys had ADHD? Or maybe they have ADHD drugs. How about mercury dim bulbs? Listen, we got it all here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Next couple hours, toll free 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791. Special thanks to Sovereign Silver for making this live remote broadcast possible. And as I said, you can reach us by phone, 800-259-5791. All the show notes linked up at robertscottbell.com. So, senseless Batman shootings. We've had a couple of days, few days, right, to think about it. Anybody convinced this was just a random act of a lone gunman? Or are we at the point of maturity in our lives, in our culture, in America, to say, hey, wait, everything that happens, there's more than meets the eye? Those of you who have already picked up my dear friend Liam Sheff's book, Official Stories, know that whatever official story comes out, it is there to protect the officials. And we don't do that here. We don't play that game. Lots of speculation about James Holmes creating his own psychiatric designer drugs. He was into cell neurobiology, brain bio. What is this really crazy stuff? Excuse me. Still a lot of questions, too, about whether, whether he was a puppet or whether he had instigated this of his own accord. And I'm thinking in terms of the purpose, the connections, the links, and even Mike Adams, Alex Jones has been covering this well. Also, I have a follow-up story from my dear friend John Rappaport on robertscottbell.com. Yesterday posted that up on some other perspectives there that you won't get, another angle on the Batman shooting. But as we know, Mike Adams posted and pushed the fact that it was just a bizarre series of events coming together, the fact that he went out and shot people up and then simply walked out, sat down, and was arrested. It is as strange gets. And as I said on Friday, I didn't cover it because it was too fresh and I had too much else that I needed to cover. Our hearts goes out to all those affected and impacted by this. But don't be manipulated by the mainstream media. They want this, excuse me, neat and tidy. They do not want complexities. They do not want you to see cause and effect links that point back to cartels that want to disarm you, to drug companies that want you on psychiatric meds from birth to death. They do not want to acknowledge the role of synthetic toxic poisons, pesticides, medicines, and their effect on your neurobiology. Here at the Natural Products Association Midwest Conference, I just did the keynote speech, and I talked about health sovereignty. Health sovereignty. And what is it? And how do you get it? Is it something you ask for? No, you don't ask for it. You got to grab it. You got to live it. You got to understand and really apply the principles associated with it. Health sovereignty means never asking for permission where none is required. And so many in America have been conditioned to be subservient to the so-called public servants. to beg, plead. Plead like you're a helpless little child. Please, can we help our health freedom? Please, can you just allow us to know what selenium does? Can we please be free to know that silver eradicates infection? Could we please just know and then act on that information? But the American people have become the American sheeple. They've come to the point where, is it reflexive or reactive or non-reactive? As what happened in the theater in Aurora, Colorado. Mike Adams asked the question, why did apparently nobody fight back? There had to have been times between loading or jamming of the gun that he was using. They could have bum-rushed the guy. Could they get him from behind? I don't know. I am not making accusations. I am not making judgments. I, like Mike Adams, am asking the question. Have we become so pacified as a culture that we no longer react and respond to protect the lives of the innocent in there? Where were the heroes? And I don't mean the like superheroes like the Batman movie pretends to be about. I'm talking about the everyday people that say, hey, life is precious. We must defend it. Have we become so programmed? Have we become so drugged, so intoxicated that we would let somebody walk into a theater and nobody out of the how many hundreds were there? I don't know. Did anything? I don't know. There's still a lot to come out, and the questions need to be asked. And no, it's not too soon to ask it. And no, I'm not offending the victims or the families of the victims by asking it. We want to prevent this from ever happening again. We better be willing to ask every question that comes to mind. There are no taboo questions. And if they say they're a taboo question, they're the questions that need to be asked even 10 times more importantly. That's a critical aspect of all of these so-called tragedies with official stories and with the accusations of conspiracy by those or against those who simply ask the questions that challenge the official stories. Was this guy, James, what's his name? James Holmes? Was it that he was hopped up on more than Vicodin? Or was Vicodin enough? You talk about the effects of PCP or angel dust. PMP, was there Ritalin involved? I mean, how many things can take you into a state of being where you feel nothing? How did he get a hold of 20 grand plus worth of equipment, gear, guns, helmets, breathing apparatus, bulletproof vests, etc.? How does a poor college student, grad student, get a hold of this stuff? How does he booby trap things with illegal and expensive materials? How? And in John Rappaport's piece, and you can see it at robertscottbell.com, I posted it yesterday on the other angle, recognize that law enforcement already satisfied itself that James Holmes acted alone, evidently. And they're looking for the clean thing. We want it clean. We want to pick them up. We want to arrest them. We want to put them to trial. Maybe they want to put them to death. But where were the reports that are out there? I think they're on YouTube, of a woman that said she claimed someone helped. There was an accomplice. Someone helped him get in the theater that allowed this to happen. That's not someone acting alone, propping the door open. These are questions that are very uncomfortable, but they must be asked. But they don't fit neatly into a box. The news media doesn't want this. Therefore, you have to be the news media. The Robert Scott Bell Show can only do so much. You are the First Amendment. You must speak up. You must ask questions. As we do here, we don't ask permission where none is required. And on the Robert Scott Bell Show, it's never required. So if you have a comment or a question about this issue or many others we're going to cover today live on the air from Columbus, Ohio, you can call me now at 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791. You can also check it out. I'll see if I can check the links that you put up on my Facebook page. Or if you want to Twitter it, RS Bell Media is the Twitter account, RS Bell Media. We're going to be talking about shingles today. I have someone who claims to have cured her shingles with silver. We'll talk about that. I'm going to be talking about pesticides or not using pesticides. Got a special guest we'll surprise you with, likely in the next segment or two. And we'll talk about some ways that you can address the pests in your life maybe the people too, but you don't have to poison them. You don't have to shoot them. But you have to change how you look at the world, how you interact with it. And that's a big part of what we do here on the Robert Scott Bell Show as well. Yet the general public, maybe not listeners to this show, they've been conditioned to expect nothing more in the case of these shootings as an arrest, a trial, confession, a verdict. The media, they're not going to give you what you need. You're going to need to go get it. Alex Jones is doing a bang-up job. Mike Adams is doing a bang-up job. John Rappaport is doing a bang-up job. We're doing our level best to cover this and many more stories. But cops and district attorneys don't do odd. They need simple. They need it in a box. They need it with a wrapping that they're familiar. And this story doesn't come with that. Psychiatric drugs? Big time. You're going to find out. This guy was into neurobiology, doing something medically weird. I don't know. But these things are going to come out, and we are going to cover them here on this show. You stay plugged in at robertscottbell.com. By the way, you can call me 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, at 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. That works 24 hours, 7 days a week. You can leave a message. We can get you on the air in case you're nervous to talk live on the air, which you can do today by calling 800-259-5791. I find it equally suspicious that next week coming, there's a big United Nations treaty vote on the banning of handguns, the taking of handguns away. Could that happen here in America? Would they let the treaty override the Constitution? These questions and more answers coming your way on the United States of Health Talk Radio. RobertScottBell.com. Give me a call, 800-259-5791. You want to heal? This is where you have the freedom and that power. Back after this.
What is the number one secret to all your health problems? I'll give you a hint. Dr. Alexis Carroll kept chicken heart tissue alive for 28 years in a test tube. He said the cells remained youthful so long as the metabolic wastes were washed away. But when wastes were allowed to accumulate in and around the cell would age and then die. So the key to radiant health is cellular cleanliness, and the key to keeping the cells clean of chemicals, free radicals, and heavy metals that we are bombarded with in our society is glutathione. This master antioxidant is required by every cell of the body. Glutathione levels decline due to toxicity and aging. The number one food to replenish your body's glutathione levels up to 64% or more is unheated, grass-fed whey protein powder. This miraculous superfood may do more for your health than any other supplement you've ever taken. To get your free report on the best whey protein powder, call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Pharma. There's a new sheriff in town.
You called down the thunder, well, now you got it.
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Yes, I am a little bit, just a wee bit animated here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Get passionate about this. Very upset about, obviously, the harsh shooting scenario. And, of course, remember, guns don't shoot people. Guns don't kill people. People kill people. People that are on drugs especially kill people. Why do we bring up always the drug angle? I mean, how many school shootings have happened with kids or young adults on psychiatric medicines? The great danger we have today to our children, in addition to government schools, are the drugs that they're encouraging these children to go on. And, compensating them. Why? Because they're toxic. They're heavy metal toxic. They're pesticide toxic. These kids growing up, on top of that, you throw the EM fields and the violent video games within and of themselves, I don't think would be enough to drive you to violence, but you combine all of these things, and now you've got an absolute mess. You've got an absolute mess at that point. So this is the case, what we're dealing with now on the Robert Scott Bell Show for the next couple hours here at the Maho Show in Columbus, Ohio. And we'll get to some calls as well at 800-259-5791. Before we go to the calls, Christina, hold on there. I want to bring in Peter Tweeden. I can't say it. Hold on, I'm getting it because I've got a mental block on it. Let me bring in Steven. Steven's on. Steven, you there?
Yeah, I think so.
I'm sorry. Steven, you are going to be talking, we're going to have you on today and tomorrow on the Robert Scott Bell Show, about alternatives to pesticides.
Yes.
And you heard what I was saying. I am concerned because these kids and young adults, I don't think one thing would be enough, but you start throwing one more and one more and one more, and now all of it, it's over the top where they're doing this stuff.
Let me share one simple thing. In Ohio, they asked me if I would come remove the pesticides from the schools. Less than half the kids could pass their proficiencies in Ohio. And I came down here, and they were going to hire me because some of the kids, when they sprayed the pesticides, were bleeding out of every opening, their eyes, their ears, their nose, their mouth, rectally, whatever. They were bleeding. And so that they didn't want that to happen anymore. They didn't want to kill the kids. So they said to me, we're going to hire you to not use pesticides to do our pest control. But we know you're going to get worse pesticides, more pests. I said, really? You're going to hire me to make your pest problem worse? Yes. I said, isn't that precious? 1 month later, I got a call from Northmont School District. And Bob said to me, he says, listen, Steve, we don't have any pests. I said, do you know why? You don't use any pesticides. You see, medicine creates medical problems.
Correct, yes.
Pesticides create pest problems. And well, everywhere said. I've looked, like in Cicero Swamp in New Jersey, they sprayed a pristine swamp for 8 years that had nothing before. We did a count before with the female mosquitoes, the ones that bite.
Yes.
And at the end of that time period, there was a 15-fold increase in biting mosquitoes. It was far worse than if they had just left it alone.
Exactly. And we heard recently in the Leroy, New York, remember this case of this girl? They were crop dusting right next to the high school.
Yeah. You understand that in those schools that I took away the pesticides, not from the school, I mean the cafeteria, not from the food, not from their homes, but just from the school building, they had 100% kids pass proficiencies.
Yeah, well, exactly. You reduced a major burden.
They're not intoxicated.
No, exactly. And, of course, here we're talking about the major burden of all of these things, plus psychiatric jugging. And we do have a call on this. Christina's in Texas listening in, probably out of Austin, I'm assuming, right here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Christina, are you there?
Yes, I am. Good morning.
Good morning, Christina. How are you?
Well, I'm doing well, and I'll tell you right up front that I'm probably not going to be a caller you agree with.
But that's okay.
Okay, I do want to get my voice out there if, you know, we can keep things civil. I am a Texan, native Texan, but I live in Europe, and I know that makes me an evil creature.
I don't consider you evil for that. I joke with my friends from Europe. I call them Euro trash. They call me Am trash. We joke about it.
Well, some of that is definitely well-founded, I can tell you. But let me say this. The experience of coming over from Europe, and I live in Italy and live in Milan, and coming back to Austin, I love America. I do believe it's the greatest country in the world, without any question. And I'm very dedicated to learning about, American history, defending our traditions. But I'm a little bit worried by what seems to be the rise of anti-government extremism and paranoia. Mm-hmm. And I thought maybe, you would want to just reflect a little bit or comment on the difference between healthy skepticism and paranoia. Because,
absolutely.
Because once I live in a country in Italy where people have completely lost faith in the government, and that makes the government dysfunctional, as everybody has seen in the newspapers. And when Americans completely lose faith in their government, then in a way they're kind of writing their own destiny. I think we have to stay open, stay flexible, stay optimistic, because American optimism is the rarest commodity in the world.
Sure. Christina, may I ask, the optimism, I don't know that it was ever about government per se, because we do know at the founding, our founders very much did not have faith in government, which is why they constrained it very specifically and very narrowly. And of course, when it operates outside of those constraints, then I do believe we have an obligation to be paranoid is maybe the wrong word, but at the same point, that you're not paranoid when they're really out to get you. Now, I operate in the natural products industry. I deal with also natural pesticide companies and such that have been attacked by government viciously. Those don't make headlines so much, but that's a very real aspect of, let's say, an appropriately placed paranoia based on reality.
Yes, absolutely. I think, in a way, paranoia is too strong a word when you're talking about pharmaceutical companies and pesticide companies, chemical companies, because those really are, for-profit organizations that will cut corners, compromise public safety. But when you're talking about, so I agree with you there, but when you're talking about government, as Aristotle said, government is something that exists so that people can realize their common aspirations, their common positive aspirations.
Mm-hmm.
And I just think we need to be very careful about the way we talk about the federal government in this country. And we have to maintain order, we have to maintain political stability, so that we continue to have that framework, or one possible framework, to work out our common aspirations as a people. And that's basically all I have to say.
Well, Christina, I do appreciate you calling. Your willingness to give us a call and talk about it under the possibility of any disagreement. No, but we maintain civility here whenever we can. And okay. I do appreciate your call, Christina. It's an
all
interesting
right, thank
thing.
You.
Thank you very much. And, I think, Stephen, this is a context to put out there that, yes, there are those that just blindly lash out at every government agent and agency. And they may have had experience to bring that out. You've had dealings with EPA when they used to be your friends. Now they're not. What would your perspective be on this?
You know what Christina is not mentioning is we, the people, are the government. It's not somebody that is we've elected that's gone up there and has been taken over by the bureaucrats, taken over by the people who are getting paid by the chemical companies and the drug companies, the cartels, to sit back and work against us.
Yeah, by the way, Stephen, my guest, he'll be here today and tomorrow on the Robert Scott Bell Show. He's got the best control, too, the number two. .com. I've got it linked up in today's show notes at robertscottbell.com. Your questions, comments, anything, open game today, live, remote, here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, 800-259-5791. Back with more powerful healing after this brief break.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network. The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at herbalhealer.com. And you customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, liquid CalMag vitamin D and organic iodine, CoQ10 with Hawthorne, Colon Enhancer, Super 2, Natural Laxative, our exceptional product Connexin, Memory Power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course, information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
The man who predicted the fall of communism is now predicting the fall of capitalism. He's dined with the Rockefellers, hung out with the Clintons, banged heads with the Beltway, and inspired companies, movements, and empires that have brought forth revolutionary change. He sat shoulder to shoulder with figures like George Bush Sr., Steve Forbes, Margaret Thatcher, and Boris Yeltsin, to name but a few. And his volume of work set out his groundbreaking financial newsletter, Strategic Investment, was so far ahead of its time, it helped transform not just the fates and fortunes of thousands of investors, but also the fates and fortunes of entire nations. For the first time in 17 years, he's back once again with his first controversial video presentation. Go to fallofcapitalism.com to watch him reveal a landmark development, which he believes will set off the most violent economic reversal in history, one that carries the power to bring down the entire capitalist system. Go to fallofcapitalism.com to watch his controversial video before the powers that be wipe it from the internet. Again, it's www.fallofcapitalism.com.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
Willing to go where the truth takes him. Here's Robert.
Great. Hey, great call, Christina. Thank you for doing that. And like I said, if you're not familiar with the Robert Scott Bell Show, we don't tend to yell at the people that call in unless they're absolute ignoramuses. And she was not. I mean, she was sincere in her questioning about this. Although, you got to ask, how many times do you get punched in the gut before you start to feel like you need to question the intentions of the so-called bully? And she referenced the corporations. We know, but they bought government. At this point, we're looking at corruption. Are we looking at mafia? We're not looking at a legitimate government in the same way anymore.
It's a criminal cabal. You know, if you take, and you and I would flip a penny here 1,000 times.
With a copper or no copper anymore?
It doesn't make any difference. If you flip a coin, you'd get 500 heads, 500 tails, and 1,000. You would think. That's the odds.
Right.
But our government flips and they get 1,000 tails.
Right.
How can that be? Now, if you ask yourself how there's so many things that are so wrong, like aspartame, how did that get here
right.
when they couldn't register it as a pesticide?
Well, I mean,
now it's a food. Come on.
Did they say, well, it was the corporations? Well, they say, wait a second, Rumsfeld was in government, he plied it, he was out of government, they plied the revolving door, and you would entrust the government with that kind of power to allow this to happen?
See, it's no longer our government. It was of the people, by the people, for the people. But Taft was the first president to say it's of the corporations, by the corporations, and for the corporations. That's way back to Taft.
Very well said. And, of course, those of you who think the CIA is protecting America and American interests, no, it's a corporate interest machine.
Amen.
They overturned countries to promote these the corporate interests. So you've got government gone wild. It's not girls gone wild. It's government gone wild.
Well, the problem is that people don't understand. But if you go to the history of America, they have betrayed every single contract they ever had. The American Indian had every treaty. Every single treaty they had.
Was violent.
As long as the sky is blue, the grass is green, and the water flows downhill, we'll keep our word, Honorable Red Man.
Yeah.
They lied.
There's a long history here. It's not new.
Lie.
So what do? Do we say, well, listen, we'd like to all get along and hold hands and sing Kumbaya, right?
Or we say, wait a minute.
What?
You shouldn't stop. You should stop lying, and we'll be able to sing together.
Oh, is that how it goes?
We'd like to try that.
So. Right, exactly. Maybe. But it's all, it's all backwards, upside down, inside out, etc. If we talk about it in terms of the freedom to heal, the freedom to know about natural healing, a lot of people will come on board and say, yeah, that's right, Robert. We're with you on that. The FDA has become very evil. The CDC is promoting a vaccine agenda. But don't paint the same broad brush of the whole government. And I'm thinking, show me the exception at this point.
There isn't any exception. The EPA has shut me down, tried to shut me down for many, many years. Every time I talk about an alternative, I trained a man in Indiana on how to kill pests without killing with pesticides. So I said to him, look, very simple, this is how you do it. He said, fine, Steve. So he took the Department of Agriculture, DOA, dead on arrival in Indiana, said to him, if he took a cockroach and he held it between his thumb and forefinger and held it underwater till it drowned, they'd arrest him for using an unregistered pesticide.
Oh, man.
Now, that's how bad our government's got, because they're protecting the people that sell poison, not the people that give alternatives. And everything I'm talking about is free.
Yes.
But you see, what's not done for love is done for money. I don't have a whole bunch of people going through Washington saying to people, we'll give you a couple $1,000,000 if you vote for good medicine.
Right. Yeah.
No, we're going to have medicine that...
But what if we just regulate those corporations even more?
Who's regulating them now?
Exactly. That's the point. Every aspect, every step along the way has been the government involvement and the incestual relationship. But it's a fascist system at this point. That's what we're dealing with. Even Obamacare is not socialism. It's fascism.
Yes. Look, we've lost the time where we watched about Americans. And what we need to do is come back to that reality that if we don't stand up for something, we're going to fall for everything.
Fall for anything and everything. Listen, we've got more healing to go on the Robert Scad Bell Show. My guest right now this hour, Stephen Tweeden. I got it right for the first time. I'm going to get it. But listen, go to thebestcontrol2.com. You've got the links up at robertscadbell.com. Cool guy giving you free information on natural pest control options. And we got lots
and health.
That's right. And lots more healing to go on the Robert Scad Bell Show. Thank you for being here. We got more to go. Don't go away.
Vitality, core energy, immune support, balanced stress response, healthy sense of well-being, and inner balance. How many whole health supplements have you heard boast of these results? The team behind Shentrition believes that supplements should over-deliver on their promises, and Shentrition does just that. Shentrition utilizes the ancient wisdom of Chinese health tradition in conjunction with the science of modern nutrition. Adaptogenic herbs provide whole health support, while organic hemp protein, greens, and superfoods act as a balanced nutrient base. Users even say that Shentrition tastes great in just water. This powder supplement is everything you want in a product, and it's all natural. Visit Shentrition.com to order. That's Shentrition, just like nutrition. Shentrition.com.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty, and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our family's health, are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
What is the number one secret to all your health problems? I'll give you a hint. Dr. Alexis Carroll kept chicken heart tissue alive for 28 years in a test tube. He said the cells remained youthful so long as the metabolic wastes were washed away. But when wastes were allowed to accumulate in and around the cell would age and then die. So the key to radiant health is cellular cleanliness, and the key to keeping the cells clean of chemicals, free radicals, and heavy metals that we are bombarded with in our society is glutathione. This master antioxidant is required by every cell of the body. Glutathione levels decline due to toxicity and aging. The number one food to replenish your body's glutathione levels up to 64% or more is unheated, grass-fed whey protein powder. This miraculous superfood may do more for your health than any other supplement you've ever taken. To get your free report on the best whey protein powder, call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
You're listening to the Godzilla of Health Talk Radio.
Run! It's Godzilla!
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Godzilla!
Ionizing radiation on the Robert Scott Bell Show, except the waves of good vitamin L coming your way every week here. Starting out the week on GCN, Sundays, 1 to 3 in the afternoon Eastern Time, and Monday through Friday on Natural News Radio through Mike Adams' great network there, Natural News. And that starts every day noon to 2 p.m. Eastern Time. And all the links and archives are up and linked at robertscottbell.com. Right now, continue with my new friend, Stephen Tweeden, and he is with the Best Control 2, and he has got a lot of free information. In fact, we're not going to all contain it in today's show. I'm going to have him on Monday's show just as a sneak preview to that. We're going to give you some real neat tips as far as how to address one thing I'm keenly interested in, fire ants, and we're going to talk about that in tomorrow's show. But right now, you know, I've spoke to this group here. You were at the lecture as well. And I spoke to them about the things that were very near and dear to their hearts. These are natural product retailers. These are health food store people. And they are struggling, just like anybody in the economy is struggling, and they are struggling with handcuffs because they don't have the freedom, like normal businesses, to speak truthfully about the products in their store.
If they do, they'll shut them down.
Yeah, and that's the government. Now, again, Christina, sweet Christina, we like you, we do, would say, listen, I understand that, but, right? There's always that but factor. I'm just like, I'm enough with the government butts at this point. They're buttheads, right? And they're stomping all over our freedom every which way. Put them back in their constitutional cage where they belong, and maybe we can get something done around here. But
if they're doing something because we've done something wrong, they're good. If they're doing something because they're doing, stopping us because they're doing something great and wonderful and healing people, they're out of their minds.
Yeah.
And this is the problem. If we're dealing with people in the government that I've dealt with all these years, they don't really care that your product works. In fact, that's the problem.
If it does work,
if it works, they're after you.
Yeah, that's a
and
good
the, you know, the cherry guys in Michigan.
Oh, remember that? They got cherry growers.
They sat back and said,
"How dare they?
It's wonderful." And the FDA comes and says, "You can't make that claim.
You can't tell them it's for arthritis and gout.
No.
You can't tell them that.
You can't tell them anything."
I say take it up with God. That's my perspective.
He's the one that made it.
Yeah, exactly. We're just here delivering the information to you. It's like even silver. When we talked about today, I was talking about the gastrointestinal recovery.
Right.
You have an option in allopathic modern medicine, right? In communist Russia, you could East Germany, you could have any color car you wanted as long as it was black, right?
Right.
And in modern medicine, you can have any treatment you want for a gastrointestinal disease as long as it's an antibiotic. Oh, wait. We're going to give you a shade of gray, too. We'll throw in prednisone when the antibiotics don't work. Oh, wait, even better, we'll pull out the seats in the entire interior when those don't work, and we'll cut out your intestines. But my goodness, if you tell people that your products in the natural health food store can prevent you from having to take an antibiotic, prednisone, or even surgery, who's the criminal? They treat the health food people or the manufacturer as the criminal.
Well, as I said, I have a number of people in the medical profession, and they've all told me the simple thing that a doctor does not want to heal his patient, because if he does, he'll lose the patient. If he continues to treat the symptom, he gets more symptoms, he gets more business.
Yeah.
It's all about money.
So, but are we being negative because we're bringing this up?
No, I'm trying to get people to get well. That's why the book's free.
Yeah, yeah.
I tell people how to get healed. I tell people how to solve their pest problems without killing themselves. It's like you and I were sharing when we first met you about how to kill cockroaches. Now, if you want to kill cockroaches, you're going to breed them in 2 or 3 months.
Well, in other words, they're going to decay in the backs of the walls. You're going to start having allergens and all kinds of things.
Allergens will come out. Kids are going to get asthma. Mm-hmm. So if you go into that building 1 hour after dark and turn on a red light, and you can vacuum up 90% of the cockroaches.
Yep.
Next week, 6%. The week after that, 4%. You get 100% control of your cockroaches. No cockroach allergens, no pesticides, and no cost. Well, that makes me a real nice friend of the government, doesn't it?
What?
It makes me a real friend of pest control guys.
Yeah.
I said, look, if you really want to do this as a pest control operator, go vacuum up the cockroaches for them. They'll pay you to do that.
But
you don't have to poison them.
But you said at night, if you're using a red light.
They can't see that spectrum.
Okay, like infrared almost, but really red
just
light.
Just the red light, because if you go into a zoo, the creatures of the night and the creatures of the day, diurnal, nocturnal,
yeah.
If you have a one of those people, you turn on a red light and the bats will be flying around and carrying on, and when night comes, the real natural night, they turn on the daylight, put the lights on, the bats go to sleep. Then the next day, they turn on the red lights in the dark room, and the bats can fly again.
Yeah.
And it's the same thing. They can't see that spectrum, but roaches can't see that spectrum either.
Right. So you have an ability to just use the power of your vacuum cleaner over time.
If you use your brain, which is 250,000 times bigger than the cockroaches, you'll win. If you use pesticides, you'll lose.
Right, and you'll lose some of the kids and the integrity and how it links to the school shootings again and these other shootings. I think it's all related because we're destroying the integrity of the human species through synthetic chemistry and government sanctioning of it while attacking the real healers. Like Steve, we're going to talk more about lots of healing things on the other side of this break. Special edition of the Robert Scott Bell Show from Columbus, Ohio. Back after this.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with 2 black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
He takes on the ruling class.
Fabian for Liberty.
He offers piercing political analysis.
Fabian for Liberty.
He's on the front lines of restoring the Republic.
Fabian for Liberty.
Fabian for Liberty. Spelled F-A-B-I-A-N. The number 4, Liberty. Fabian for Liberty.
Fabian for Liberty.
Subscribe now for weekly updates on the Fabian for Liberty YouTube channel, helping humanity prepare in uncertain times. FabianForLiberty.com, the next generation of alternative media.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Roberts.
You know, we're not into shouting at the moon just for the sake of shouting. That's just not what we do here. It's always designed to be practical. And I understand, again, coming back to Christina, she's weaving in my head, because there are a lot of people that do get on the air and they just shout to shout to be heard. And maybe complain blindly and maybe legitimate complaints. But, you know, we always like to put another aspect to this. Is what do you do about it, right? Do you just shout at it? I mean, I realize shouting sometimes can wake people up. But at that point, do you just rouse them into violence? Or can we rouse them into a state of consciousness where violence is not something that we need to resort to? That we can make changes by spotting the criminals and literally withdrawing consent from them, withdrawing the power from them, and having more power than ever by not acting violently? Is it a Gandhi-like moment that we could inspire here? I don't know, but just ask it.
If we could tell people to think rather than blindly follow a blind guide into the ditch, then we're not doing anything except telling them to wake up. Now, I had a young man in my office, and when I'm writing, I don't really pay attention to people. I'm lost in my own world.
Yes.
And I'm writing, and he said something to me, and I kind of said to him, I don't know what I said exactly, but what, are you okay? And he said, nausea. I said, nausea? And he threw me his pills.
Mm-hmm.
And I took his pills and took out my physician's desk reference. And the first contraindication was nausea.
What were the pills for?
To stop nausea.
Of course. But they were approved by FDA.
And I said, now look, friend, why are you taking something that causes nausea to cure your nausea? He said, why is that? I said, because you're stupid.
Oh, boy.
And he sat there and he said, what do you say that to me for? I said, why are you putting it in your mouth without checking on it? Now, every single person that's listening has access, most of us have access to a nice computer. And we can get on Google and we can sit back and say, whatever that medicine is, space, plus sign, space, contraindications, and see what's there.
Yes.
Is aspartame good or is it bad? Is Dilantin a good or bad thing? Is all of the blood pressure medicines, do any of those things work? How many people die from prescriptions? Many. How many die from supplements? None. So here we are saying, how can the government be after the supplement people and ignore the drug people who are causing all these problems? Well, you have to look who's paying the money. You have to look who's in charge. We don't have a government watching out for the people anymore. We have a government watching out for the rich.
For Goldman Sachs.
Well, whatever. They also, you got people watching for the 1%. Mm-hmm. And so the 99% don't have anybody looking for them. And they still back and say, well, I'm going to vote for them. And I said,
yeah.
Why?
Exactly.
Especially when they say they're going to vote Republican. I say, are you that rich?
Well, we've got...
I'm not saying the Democrats are better.
No, I know. I hear you. I mean, that's the whole point of what we talk about. Ron Paul was seemingly an exception to the rule with his principled stand on everything.
Amen.
But we have now, theoretically, maybe actually, Romney versus Obama, which is Goldman Sachs versus Goldman Sachs. It's basically the status quo versus the status quo. You want a status quo with a little bit of this tweak or a little bit of that tweak? I'm thinking, no. That you give me those options? They're not options for me. No. I'm not going to choose that.
If this nation falls down, it won't be because of the people. Now, I tell you, but what makes America great isn't Obama or Mitt Romney or anybody in politics. It's because the men and women that are listening are doing their job. And when the government forces them not to be able to do their job, this country suffers. So if you can't get a job, you can't go to work, and if you can't tell people what's the best for them, then they are creating a monster that they have to answer for.
Mm-hmm.
You can't make a nation stand when it's all on lies.
Yeah. Well, and it's all on restrictions. It's all on limitations. Where is innovation? Where is imagination? Where is the love of liberty? It certainly lives right here, and I certainly know that you have it. But then again, we've got those that would defend government even when there is no defense for what they do.
I have a pesticide that I designed. It's at www, the ideal pesticide. And it'll kill any insect, any arachnid, any fungus, any mildew, any mold, any virus and germ instantly without any harmful effect. Now, you would think the government would say, wow,
that'd be great.
Oh, great. We can have organic food. We don't have any contamination. Our water will be pure. Air will be pure. The people will be feeling good. No, Stephen, don't do that. Shut up, Stephen. Don't tell anybody.
You go over there, sit in the corner with the guy that has the 150 mile per gallon car. Get in that corner and don't come out. That's what they say.
Well, they told me one time I was selling a food-grade diatomaceous earth, and it's registered as an inert in the EPA list of approved exempted ingredients. And we were selling it to do pest control. And they said, you have to stop. I said, stop selling the inert? That's already EPA exempt. Why would you tell me not to do that? He said, well, you have to put a poison in it. Because it's an inert. It can't be the active.
Can't be possible.
So you can't possibly kill something with the inert. I think, are you out of your mind? And that's what you're dealing with. You're dealing with people who don't care about common sense. Don't care about common sense is not too common.
No, it is not. It is uncommon. And, of course, we need to return to it. That's why we do what we do here on the Robert Scott Bell Show every week, Sundays on GCN, Monday through Friday through Natural News Radio. And, of course, you can call me 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Leave me a message at 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. Steve Tweeden is my guest this hour. He's going to be back tomorrow on Advanced Medicine Monday. We're going to talk about some specific things you can do to deal with pest problems that are completely safe and will cost you a fraction of a penny compared to what they want to charge you elsewhere. And he'll be with me. He's at the Best Control 2. The Best Control 2, right?
Yeah, www.thebestcontrol2.com.
And I have it linked up in today's show notes as well be tomorrow's show notes as well. Listen, I promised you we would do some health and healing as well. Next hour, we'll talk about shingles and some other issues. I don't want to overlook that. If you want to call me now, 800-259-5791, line up, 800-259-5791. Special thanks to Sovereign Silver for making today's broadcast possible from Columbus, Ohio. They brought me up here to keynote the NPA, Natural Products Association Maho Show. You can see some of the pictures. They're popping up on Facebook now. Anyway, I appreciate you being here, Steve. You're an absolute treasure. Enjoy you. We'll have you back on tomorrow.
Thank you.
You ready for that?
I'm looking.
All right, Steve. Rock and roll. Lots more healing to go on the Robert Scott Bell Show. This is the place, no matter how you feel about government or anything else, the one message that we are consistent with is that the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.